Sounds like it's working. Well, today I'm going to talk about what I believe is the obvious and maybe not so obvious. Makes a lot of sense. But fasten your seat belts because there may be some turbulence ahead. I think it is safe to say that everyone here observes the Sabbath. When does a Sabbath begin and end? I think that everyone agrees that it is at sunset. That should be obvious. What is special about the sunset? Would you agree that it is when the sun is no longer visible? Excuse me. Due to the curvature of the earth? Of course, one can think, when I get my voice back, of course, one can think of situations where they can nitpick and say that from their location or from their point of view or due to the weather, it is different than from someone else's. But for all intents and purposes, it is when the sun goes below the horizon from the viewer's point of view. The significant determining factor in this situation is that sunlight is no longer shining on the earth at the viewer's location. Let's begin back in Genesis chapter 1. Verse 3. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. Continuing verse 4. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. He didn't say, here it comes, or it's getting brighter. He said, let there be light, and there was light. Genesis 1:14. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. Verse 15. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven. To what? To give light upon the earth, and it was so. Verse 16. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. In verse 17. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. There's no speculation here. God does not make rules to be followed by speculation. The purpose of the sun and moon is to give light upon the earth. In fact, the moon's light is light from the sun. Remember verse 14, let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. Now at this point, you'll probably think that I'm giving a sermon on the sun in the beginning and end of days. I am not. I'm talking about the moon in the beginning of months, specifically the new moon. There seems to be a variety of ways people calculate a new moon. However, how one observes the beginning and end of days by one method, using the sunlight from the sun, and the beginning and end of a month by another method, is simply nothing but confusion, and is ignoring the obvious. Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 14, verse 33. in here somewhere. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. According to the scriptures that we just read, these two great lights in the firmament of heaven provide signs or indications by either shining light on the earth or not shining light on the earth, from the viewer's perspective. To properly observe the beginning of a new month, the moon must be visible to the naked eye immediately after sunset, because it would be improper to start a month or other observance in the middle of a day. For example, a half hour or hour after sunset. Due to the variety of situations in which one could observe a new moon from the surface of the earth, it is an accepted practice to use God's chosen city, Jerusalem, as the location for the new moon sighting, after which the rest of the people on earth would follow as the new day arrives for them. Again, using sunlight. Psalm 89, verse 37. It shall be established forever as the moon and as a faithful witness in heaven. This verse was speaking about David's throne, but comparing it to the moon. It shall be established forever as the moon. For an in-depth study of the biblical calendar and study of new moons, if you have not already, I recommend you read the research on Herb Selinsky's website. When I say in-depth study, I mean it's very in-depth. You can find that at thebiblicalcalendar.org. Here's an excerpt from Mr. Selinsky's website. Genesis 1:14 is saying that the lights in the heavens are examples of signs. Carefully reread Genesis 1:14 to note that it is not saying that signs, Strong's number 226, which is hot, O-H-T, are to determine the appointed times and years. The subject of the sentence is the lights in the sky, not the signs. The light from the lights in the sky determine signs. The lights from the lights in the sky determine appointed times. The lights from the lights in the sky determine days. The lights from the lights in the sky determine years. Verse 15 shows that it is some aspect of the light from these lights in the sky that causes the determination. Okay, back to earth. Jesus Christ is the light, and he is represented as such, while Satan is darkness, and he is represented as such. Would God use the light to determine the beginning of this special day, or would he use darkness? There are also rules for dealing with inclement weather, and I'm not discussing that issue here. There's another issue that I want to discuss relative to the new moon. Should we observe all new moons? As we just read, Genesis 1:14 states that the lights are for signs and seasons, days and years. Psalm 104, verse 19, he appointed the moon for seasons. The sun knoweth his going down. Let's turn to Colossians chapter 2, verse 16. Colossians chapter 2, verse 16. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink, or in respect of a holy day, or of the new moon, or of the Sabbath days. There they are, all together in one verse. The new moon and the Sabbath. In verse 17, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ. What are the ordinances of the moon? Numbers 8:28, Numbers verse chapter 28. Verses 11 through 14. And in the beginnings of your months, ye shall offer a burnt offering unto the Lord, two young bullocks and one ram, seven lambs of the first year without spot, and three-tenth deals of flour for a meat offering, mingled with oil for one bullock, and two-tenth deals of flour for a meat offering, mingled with oil for one ram. And a several-tenth deal of flour mingled with oil for a meat offering unto one lamb for a burnt offering of a sweet savor, a sacrifice made by fire unto the Lord. And their drink offering shall be half an hin of wine unto a bullock, and a third part of a hin unto a ram, and a fourth part of an hin unto a lamb. This is the burnt offering of every month throughout the months of the year. And didn't we do the same thing for Sabbath, the sacrifices? Turn to Ezekiel chapter 46. Ezekiel chapter 46. Verse 1. Thus saith the Lord God, the gate of the inner court that looketh toward the east shall be shut 6 working days, but on the Sabbath it shall be open, and in the day of the new moon it shall be open. Verse 3. Chapter 46, verse 3. Likewise, the people of the land shall worship at the door of this gate before the Lord in the Sabbath and in the new moons. Should we worship God on Sabbath? That's obvious. Obviously, new moons also. Look at a few more scriptures. Numbers 28, verses 10 to 14. This is the burnt offering of every Sabbath beside the continual burnt offering and his drink offering. And in the beginnings of your months, ye shall offer a burnt offering unto the Lord. 2 young bullocks and 1 ram, 7 lambs of the first year without spot, and 3/10 deals of flour for a meat offering. Maybe you read that before. In verse 14, where it says, this is the burnt offering of every month throughout the months of the year. In Numbers chapter 10, verse 10, also in the day of your gladness, and in your solemn days, and in the beginnings of your months, ye shall blow with the trumpets over your burnt offerings, and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings, that they may be to you for a memorial before your God. I am the Lord your God. And now we're going to get some real life examples. 1 Samuel chapter 20. Verse 5. And David said unto Jonathan, behold, tomorrow is the new moon, and I should not fail to sin. And I should not fail to sit with the king at meat, but let me go, that I may hide myself in the field until the third day. Moving down to verse 18. Then Jonathan said to David, tomorrow is the new moon, and thou shalt be missed, because thy seat will be empty. Continuing, and when thou hast stayed 3 days, then you shalt go down quickly and come to the place where thou didst hide thyself when the business was in hand, and shalt remain by the stone Ezel. And I will shoot 3 arrows on the side thereof, as though I shot at a mark. And behold, I will send a lad, saying, go find out the arrows. If I expressly say unto the lad, behold, the arrows are on this side of thee, take them, then come thou, for there is peace to thee and no hurt, as the Lord liveth. But I say thus unto the young man, behold, the arrows are beyond thee, go thy way, for the Lord hath sent thee away. And as touching the matter which thou and I have spoken of, behold, the Lord be between thee and me forever. So David hid himself in the field, and when the new moon was come, the king sat him down to eat meat. You see here that David and the Israelites kept the observance of a new moon. It's interesting to also note that they gathered together for special meals. Now let's look at the book of Kings, where we will see a scripture that indicates that on the new moons, the people went to listen and speak with the spiritual leaders of the day, much like you would do on a Sabbath. A woman that had been kind to Elijah by feeding him and building a room for him was in distress because of her son's recent death. Because of this tragedy, she went to find and seek help from Elijah. And 2 Kings, chapter 4, verse 23. And he said, wherefore wilt thou go to him today? It is neither new moon nor Sabbath. And she said, it will be well. They would get together with the prophet of God to learn from on the new moons just as they did on the Sabbath. So it is clear to see that Israel was observing new moons. In 2 Corinthians, chapter 2, verse 4. For out of much affliction and anguish of heart, I wrote unto you with many tears, not that ye should be grieved, but that ye might know that the love which I have were abundantly unto you. Did I read the right one? 2? I did not. If I said Corinthians, I meant Chronicles. My eyes are failing. Chronicles, chapter 2. We'll try again. Verse 4. Behold, I build an house to the name of the Lord my God, to dedicate it to him, and to burn before him sweet incense, and for the continual showbread, and for the burnt offerings, morning and evening, on the Sabbath, and on the new moons, and on the solemn feast of the Lord our God. This is an ordinance forever to Israel.
Where were you just reading there? I'm sorry.
2 Chronicles, chapter 2, verse 4. Now, I misnoted. All right. If you notice the last sentence, they commanded observance forever for all the people of God. This is an ordinance forever to Israel. So we see that the people of God were worshiping God in the keeping of the new moon, as told to us by Paul in the New Testament, by David, by Hezekiah, by Ezra, Nehemiah, Elijah, Ezekiel, Amos, Saul, Jonathan, and even Moses. We can see that they did meet together. They worshiped God. They came to meet the religious authorities of the land. They broke bread together. They sacrificed. It seems clear that God is showing us there was some type of order and service to set that day aside. Isaiah 66. Starting with verse 22. For as the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me, saith the Lord, so shall your seed and your name remain. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, saith the Lord. Being a little more direct. Are the ordinances of the moon important to God? Look at Jeremiah chapter 31. Verses 1 to 3. Oops, I'm sorry. Jeremiah 31, chapter 31, verses 35 and 36. Thus saith the Lord, which giveth the sun for a light by day, and the ordinances of the moon and of the stars for a light by night, which divideth the sea when the waves thereof roar. The Lord of hosts is his name. Now take note. If those ordinances depart from me, from before me, saith the Lord, then the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me forever. I'd say he considers them important. Exodus chapter 12. Verses 1 through 3. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, In the tenth day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for a house. It is necessary to properly determine the new moon because it is needed to correctly observe Passover and holy days. These are based on days from the beginning of the month. Nowhere are the new moons commanded to be observed as holy days upon which no work may be done. The new moons are commanded to be observed as Passover and wave offering are commanded to be observed, as appointed times without the status of holy days. If every new moon day was to be treated as a Sabbath, why do we find God commanding Zerubbabel to gather wood and build upon the first day of the month? In Haggai, if you're trying to find that, one page before Zechariah, in Haggai chapter 1, verses 1 through 8. In the second year of Darius the king, in the sixth month, in the first day of the month, came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet unto Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel. I'll take recommendations for pronunciation if you want. Governor of Judah, and to Joshua the son of Hosedech, the high priest, saying, Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, This people say, The time is not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. Then came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, Is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses, and this house lie waste? Now therefore thus saith the Lord of hosts, Consider your ways. Ye have sown much and bring in little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but ye are not filled with drink. Ye clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put it into a bag with holes. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Go up to the mountain and bring wood, and build a house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, saith the Lord. This is a command to go to the mountains and bring wood on the first day of the month. And let's look at Exodus chapter 40. Starting right in the beginning. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, on the first day of the first month shalt thou set up the tabernacle of the tent of the congregation. And thou shalt put therein the ark of the testimony, and cover the ark with the veil, and thou shalt bring in the table, and set it in order, the things that are to be set in order upon it, and thou shalt bring in the candlestick, the light, the lamps thereof, and thou shalt set the altar of God gold for the incense before the ark of the testimony, and put the hanging of the door to the tabernacle, and thou shalt set the altar. It goes on and on this whole chapter. There's a lot of work to be done, which God spoke to Moses on the first day of the month. Down to verse 16, thus did Moses according to all that the Lord commanded him, so did he. And it came to pass in the first month, in the second year, on the first day of the month, that the tabernacle was reared up. In contrast to that, compare that to Numbers chapter 15. Numbers chapter 15, verse 32 to 36. And while the children of Israel were in the wilderness, they found a man that gathered sticks upon the Sabbath day. This was on the Sabbath day. Man gathering sticks. And they found him gathering sticks, brought him unto Moses and Aaron and unto all the congregation. And they put him in word, because it was not declared what should be done to him. And the Lord said unto Moses, the man shall be surely put to death. All the congregation shall stone him with stones without the camp. And all the congregation brought him without the camp and stoned him with stones. And he died as the Lord commanded Moses. Big difference between working on the Sabbath and doing work on the first day of the month. If every new moon day is a Sabbath, we should find the command to make the Sabbath offering on the new moon days as well. No such command was given. Only the daily offering was to accompany the new moon offering. You can read that in Numbers 28. Starting with verse 9. And on the Sabbath day, two lambs of the first year with that without spot, and 2/10 deals of flour for a meat offering mingled with oil, and a drink offering thereof. This is the burnt offering of every Sabbath, because a continual burnt offering and his drink offering. Beside. And in the beginnings of your months ye shall offer a burnt offering unto the Lord, 2 young bullocks, and one ram, seven lambs of the first year without spot, and 3/10 deals of flour for a meat offering mingled with oil for one bullock, and 2/10 deals of flour for a meat offering mingled with oil for one ram, and a several tenth deal of flour mingled with oil for a meat offering unto the Lamb, for a burnt offering of a sweet savor, a sacrifice made by fire unto the Lord. And their drink offering shall be half an hin of wine unto a bullock, and the third part of a hin unto a ram, and a fourth part of a hin unto a lamb, that is the burnt offering of every month throughout the months of the year. And the next verse, 15, adds a daily offering, not like a Sabbath offering. And one kid of the goats for a sin offering unto the Lord shall be offered beside the continual burnt offering and his drink offering. The new moon is not a Sabbath, unless it happens to fall on a Sabbath. The new moon is not a holy day, except for the first day of the seventh month. The new moon is merely the consecrating of the beginning of a month with special sacrifices by God's command. I would suggest that the new moon be observed by family or local congregations, congregational Bible studies, in replacement of the sacrifices, not as holy days or Sabbath, just the consecration of the beginning of each month, as they are to be observed as the days of worship in the kingdom. Don't we do the same for Sabbaths? Observe them, worship on them. One last verse, Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success.